short prayer. Father, we do thank you for sending the Holy Spirit. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is active today. We pray there'd be a witness of your Spirit in these coming moments. Amen. So I thought I'd say a little bit about my sabbatical this morning. Some would call it a holiday, but my sabbatical. I went to two different churches. One was a Christ Church, an Anglican church, and one was a New King's Church, which is a New Frontier church. I read quite a bit. I went to the gym. There was a gym literally 3 minutes from where I was staying, so I went there quite often. I ran. Some of you know this, but while I was on sabbatical, I did my first ultra marathon. Went to Heaton Park in Manchester, and I ran 10 laps. Each lap was 5 kilometres, and I ran it 10 times. Paul's looking at me like I'm mad. The rest of you are thinking, you agree. But the book that had the greatest impact on me was The Spiritual Man by Watchman Nee. Have any of you read it? You have, John. It was so powerful, to the point if you were to say to me, you could take 3 books on a desert island, I'd obviously take the Bible, but this might be one of my other 2 books. And the book club are actually reading it now as their book. But let me say some of the things that come across it. Before we became a Christian, we were dead in our spirit, certainly in the sense of any communion with God, because we had no communion with God. And God is spirit, and that's how he communicates to us, in the spirit. As Christians, we are body, soul, and spirit. And there should be a natural hierarchy to that. When we talk about the soul, we're talking about our personality and our thinking. And is it not true that before we became a Christian, we were led by the soul? Does that make sense? We weren't led by the spirit, we were led by the soul. Once we become a Christian, the soul should operate in submission to the spirit. Watchman Nee puts it like this: the perfect and complete order of God's operation is first to move in the human spirit, next to enlighten the mind of the soul, and finally to execute through the body. Such an arrangement is of vital significance. So we're led by the spirit. We live in submission to the spirit or to God. Well, isn't that challenging? Certainly it has been for me, and it still is for me. And I think one of the reasons for this is we are so used to being led by the soul. You know, if someone becomes a Christian, they're born of the spirit, but old habits die hard, don't they? Watchman Nee would describe a Christian who operates out of the soul as soulish, as opposed to spiritual. He would say that both are genuine Christians, and both have got eternal life. Some of you have done the Freedom in Christ course, haven't you? And they draw a similar distinction. They call some Christians fleshly Christians and some Christians spiritual Christians. So which poses the question, how do we become more spiritual? How do we live as a spiritual Christian as opposed to a soulical one or a fleshly one? He recommends several steps, so I'm just going to paraphrase these for you. If you're interested, email me and I'll message you them, because I don't think you'd remember them all now. But first one he says is, we need to recognize the abhorrence of living a mixed life, of living out of the spirit and out of the soul. It's such a life he describes as a frustrated life. And who wants to live like that when we can live out of the spirit? Secondly, he says, we need to genuinely desire to do something about this predicament. He says this, there must be a genuinely earnest desire in the heart, a requesting that this mingled soul and spirit be cut apart. That's how he describes it. Thirdly, he seems to be suggesting there may be a cost to this. So he suggests that we need to accept every consequence of God bringing about this change or taking us further along in that direction of change. And then he says, fourthly, he says, stand on Romans 6, 11 and 12, which we just heard. But I'll say again, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. We should have a desire to deny sin any opportunity to operate within us. And then five, he says, study the Bible, pray, meditate on Scripture. He says this, they, that's Christians, should let God's word penetrate thoroughly into their souls so as to enable their natural life to be purified. Six, look to live according to the Spirit. And he says this, we must seek to walk by our spirit in all respects, distinguishing what is of the spirit and what is of the soul, and resolving as well to follow the former while rejecting the latter. And I think it is quite hard to distinguish between the two, but I think as you mature in Christ, it becomes easier. So I think it would be easier for me now than it was 20, 30 years ago. And I have to say that I've gone through this process and I do believe I'm living more spiritually now than before my sabbatical. And I'm not there yet. I can't say that I'm 100% living spiritually. I'm not sure any of us will ever get to that point, because if you got to that point, you'd be living without sin, wouldn't you? But I do encourage you all, wherever you are on this scale, to really give yourselves to living spiritually. It's a better way to live, and it glorifies your Father in heaven. Amen.